Are you in or are you out? This is the Aussie Dog Podcast. You're listening to the Aussie Dog Podcast, Episode 2. We explore stories, events, and many other things. This one has a thriller base, and might be a bit scary, hopefully. But anyway, without ado, let's get into the story. I hope you enjoy. What is this going off for? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I can't even be stuffed. Later that night, he discovered that that alarm clock didn't go off for any unordinary reason. There was definitely a reason behind it, but he just didn't know that. From this point on, the story might get a bit too hectic for you, so if you want to turn back now, I would totally recommend it. Let's get into it. Taxi! Where would you like to go? Take me up the south side of Perth, and then go all the way around up to near. We're heading towards Sydney next month. Matt didn't know it yet, but he stepped into a cab that would change his life forever. He took that step after realizing that the investigation that he took under his career was not the best decision. He should have left it and let the precinct deal with it. For his sake, he took it under his own desire to look out for it. And this was a huge mistake. On his way to the investigating the death of a local homemaker, he deeply despised his career, seeing crime scenes almost every day. He was one of the best in his precinct. He was called Matt Wrinkle. But that would change. He was at the Johnson's case, discovering how his single death would have occurred if he couldn't find anything unusual. He He made it up into the master's study. Looks in the top drawer on the right, on presumably a huge beach desk. He uncovers a legend about a supernaturally cursed car. Did this have a connection to the death? It's dated a stripy car circulating throughout the Aussie outback. As soon as anyone used the car, he or she had exactly 64 days left to live. The doomed few are few to be ordinary people living from day to day life. But when photographed, they look translucent. A marked person feels like a ruddy entity to touch. MacGod held the location, refusing to believe the superstition. But in the end, he decided to go for it anyway. And here we are. The case of Matt missing on June 24th, 2018. So we're heading up to Sydney, right, mate?
Yeah, mate. We're just going the back way through the country. It's much quicker than going the coast way, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I'm trying to find something out up around Sydney somewhere.
If we go through the countryside, there might be a few rednecks, so just tell me if you see any, because I might hit some, because I'm having a bit of a chug while driving. So, yeah, just keep an eye on the road for me.
Yeah, I can get out right here if you want, mate.
Nah, it's all good, mate. I'll just take good care of you. I'll get you where you need to be. Alright, sit back. Stay tight. I'll get you there.
Matt was on his way to Sydney to find this stripy car that may have killed the victim of the crime scene. He didn't tell anyone from his precinct that he was going to investigate this. He just went off. He must have been very curious. We were all shocked that this happened, but we had no idea until we saw the incident out with our own eyes. He didn't know, but he was coming up to where he would stop. He never made it to Sydney. Oh God, he didn't even make it close to Sydney. Stuck up in the middle of nowhere in the Aussie outback. A bunch of redneck bikers hailed them up and they couldn't do anything to get out of it. So all they could do was just sit there in silence and see what happens. But this wasn't their downfall. There was someone coming. They knew the police would be asking some questions about why the bikers just rode off and why they're now the Aussie outback, but they just still sat in the car just to make sure they were obeying the law.
How you do, boys?
Miss!
Yeah, madam?
Actually, I'm the sir.
Sorry, my bloody mistake, mate.
I was gonna say, don't you say how you do to ladies, not men?
What do you mean?
Sometimes, like this, let's just say this guy named Joe says, "Did you see that girl on the boardwalk?" His bogan mate Troy says, "Yeah, I gave her a how you do." Yeah, Matt, yeah, that's right.
Alright, stop being a bloody smartass, you bloody bogo fat asses. Now, can I both please have your IDs? To be honest, I have no idea why you're all out, you're out here. Bloody redneck bogans everywhere around here. I saw one having a beer in my beaver one night. I'm telling them they're bloody blad fly. They never leave you alone.
Are you sure the smell isn't just your beaver?
Excuse me, madam?
Actually, it's...
I don't give a fuck what you are. A fucking dolphin vagina. If I give a shit. Now, Matt Wrinkle, you're 36 and have been divorced 3 times. 2 women and another. What the...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Now, what sort of last name is Wrinkle? Did you name it after Itchy Cock or something?
No, miss. It was my dad's last name, Richard Wrinkle.
This bloody day keeps getting better and better. Anyway.
It somehow got to this situation. We couldn't find out what happened before this, but it got pretty brutal after this.
Get the jock down, you're under arrest, mate.
What did I do? And what about that cab driver?
Don't worry about me, mate. I was never here.
What cab driver? You're the only one, Matt.
What the f... Book him, Josh.
Later that day, Matt ended up into a prison. It reminded me of a Red Dead Redemption sort of situation, you know? You know, locked up in a cage. It's nothing like that, but you know, just in the sun, burning your rear off, no water. That's what I thought, but it's actually pretty good. Swimming pool, spa, and that, everything in the outback. But really easy to break in.
That was in prison.
Yes, he was in prison. He got to that point and he couldn't do anything. He was starving his ass off. He thought about doing a John Wick sort of thing, but we thought, you know what, nah. And then he thought, oh, why the f*** not, let's do it! He said in his last words that this was his coolest moment of his life, before it all went shit. Batshit crazy, I should say. He just bloody grabbed the policeman's gun out of his hand, started shooting up the place. And he just drove off into the sunset. And would he know the car he was driving was a striped car? I hope you enjoyed part 1 of episode 2, The Stripey Car. This was a thriller-based episode to entertain you. None of this is real at all, and I wouldn't expect you to think so, unless you're a complete, utter, dumbass. Or should I say, goat face. I'll see you in episode 3. Part 2 will be coming out sometime in March. Still look out for it. And I'll catch you Aussie Bogans later.